Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode 88, recorded on January 27th, 2022. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
I'm Dewey J.
And I'm Potato Vane.
No, I just wish I had some potatoes to throw
Get
at the screen.
Potato border here, just for the...
You're a pain in the bane.
And y'all are just living with the white border on the screen tonight. I think I know what it is. I think when we hit record, it bumps the video down just a smidge.
Okay.
So I'll account for that next time.
Do I need to sit up higher?
See, I can stretch it and really screw things up. So we're just going to leave it where it is. It's okay.
We're not professional. We're authentic.
Instead of like right-clicking and editing the CSS right there on the page to fix it, I'm just going to go on.
That's right.
With this week, we're going to talk about some ingress. And I've got the mic all up there in the camera. Let's just get up there. Let's start with Agent Dewey J. How was your week? Was it... easy? Was it cure easy?
It was cure easy. I did run out and did a couple of Battle Beacon battles. So another agent and I did two VR Battle Beacon battles and two rare Battle Beacon battles. We were able to pull off, I think in the end it was close to 95 points for the resistance. So we helped that agent deployed Battle Beacon's portion of the event to be the win. So I got 4 ticks for the Curie's effect on my badge. So I just have to do that again 2 more times and I should be good. Driving a little bit. So I got to throw 4 layers out over the cell. We have a new Smurf in our cell. I would rather he actually be a frog, but there's a new Smurf. So I'm number 2 on the list right now, 'cause he's actually throwing more.
You have to play more now.
I know. And our enlightened cell score is still 0. So
ooh,
your advertisement didn't work. We need to get some frogs in here. But I think that may be
something more with the listenership to the show than anything. If the enlightened folks knew around there, they would be all over it, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. Just come our way. In vain, I am going to hit week 40, getting into this week. So only 20 more to hit the Onyx badge in Epoch. And I took a suggestion from Vane. I was like, what can I do on Prime Tips? I'm like, drone layer. I haven't done anything on the drone layer. So got to do the drone layer. And so something else for people to listen to. Other than that, just work. And say.
Sweet. And Agent Vane, how was your week?
So I am also at week 40 for Epoch. So hard to believe that, you know, we're already over the hump, so to speak. We've only got the 20 weeks to go, and then that'll be Onyx, and then everybody can start chasing the recursion swag for that. I also, you know, did a little bit of battling for the Curie's effect. I was on location in Philadelphia and scored roughly 80 interactions on the medal. So
nice.
I unlocked that pretty much within the first few minutes of on-site battle. There were just so many beacon portals back and forth in the city that it was just nonstop move. And, you know, battling over things. I think we saw some very interesting strategies on both sides of the fence there. Philly did go to the resistance, but the day went to the enlightened overall. And I would say the enlightened that we had out in Philly, shout out, we were definitely fighting overnumbered. And we took some wins where we could get them. And everything counts. So for anybody out there on both sides of the fence during phase two and three, don't discredit what you can do. You know, it all adds up in the end. So even, you know, Dewey J getting out there with his four, those points are still points.
Yeah.
And even if I was out in Philly and did what I did, you know, I got to keep that effort up during phase two and three.
So would you say the action was hot and heavy as an anomaly in those cities?
I would say more anomaly light. Definitely the most combat that I've kind of seen since, oh, geez, October 2019, outside of maybe
Chicago.
I'd say maybe the hexathlon in Miami, yeah. Florida, right prior to coronavirus kind of taking off. Oh, I said the bad word.
Nope. the C word.
Yeah. I think this was probably a very comparable battle to maybe that, just a little less density.
It's your destiny. Density. Well, I did my 2 points. I think I got one on my scanner, but I was trying to like, so there was not no action around here. I even tried to like send out to folks, hey, I've got some of these. Let's all meet and do the things. And it was like, oh, have fun. you can turn something into an 8 using one of those, which I don't know if you can anymore. I think they did. They fix that.
You might be able to. You'd probably have to have somebody else with you.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's the issue, I guess. If you're solo, because it keeps your name on the stuff.
Yeah. Solo, you're not going to be able to.
But if you, we've kind of figured this out, and I don't know, maybe it's not this way. We figured out on the rare battle beacons, you want to make sure that you start one that you can at least charge. And so throw that on there and then charge, and you should get a tick for a charge during that battle. But if it's, or an upgrade a portal during that battle, but of course you can't, you know, attack anything. You can't do anything attacking. So it has to be on the offensive side. And so we've made sure that on when we do the rare ones that we're like, okay, this is about half out, and just we made sure that we were doing charges on it and to get the points out of it and to get the tick.
Yeah. And so I think I screwed up because the ones I have are the ones that flip back and forth. And mm-hmm. So I went to a portal just down the street from me, and just because I just wanted to see what happened, and threw it on there and battled with myself and the portal flipping itself back and forth, and won that one handily, like all the points. And then
not much on the restock on that, but
right. And then I went downtown because I thought there was another frog that might come out. We were commsing, and so I was heading down to where it's, you know, it would be a good place. And they ended up not being able to, but I threw it up on a 8 portal. And I was like, oh, wait, I don't want to blow this up down here. So it was like, luckily how it flipped and everything, like I was going to win, but I didn't get any points.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you would have charged on that, you might have got a tick. But if it was fully charged, well, I guess you could have attacked it when it turned blue, and then when it comes back, hit the charge.
Oh, not kill anything, just...
Just not kill it, just give it... Yeah, because you only got to hit it once. You don't have to...
Yeah, you don't have to kill it. Don't have to do much there. It should count pretty much for any of the destroy actions there.
Yeah, and we figured out that if you start with the opposite faction's color, if you're doing the very rare, that gets you the most, because you start that battle and then you kill it. It flips. You kill it. It flips. So if you do it one way, you get 4, and the other way, you get 5 battles. So you can get a little more for the level of the battle. So we had 2 of ours got category 3. And I think the other ones got category 1. Those are the ones that we just, you know, did a charge on. How big of categories did you guys get out in Philly? Do you know?
So, let's see. What can I give away here that wouldn't be like giving away strategy? So
I gave away some strategy. Go ahead.
I did get several category 2 wins towards the end, mostly because the resistance agents that were hounding me wouldn't stop attacking the portals that I was holding. So they helped inflate the category on some Niantic, NIA Section 14. So I got at least three towards the end that were fully enlightened, all three checkpoints, Category 2s, Category 3s. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy for the times 10 multiplier on those.
Oh, yeah.
But I would say there were a lot of Category 1s, mostly because overall strategy seemed to be just, try to cover the play box with as much blue or green as possible and just keep moving and interact with as many beacons as possible. So I think there are a lot of people in cars. I was on foot kind of running around. I know we had some people that were on bikes. But yeah, I'd say there was just a lot of driving around, capture everything, keep driving around on both sides of the fence. And that seemed to be, how people were running up numbers on just points overall, not necessarily focusing on victory categories.
So when they deployed those battle beacons, did they do a crap load at one time or just a couple here and then a couple here and then a couple here?
They were in waves. So, from the start of the event, you had a wave that would spawn in. And then about the time that those beacons were finishing up, more beacons would be spawning. And it was just kind of like every single time that you were about done with a battle, you could look around and you could see, two, three, four beacons just kind of on the edge of your scanner that you could go out and start interacting with those. So it just really felt like there was a lot of branching pathways for, am I going to try to focus on going from beacon to beacon? Am I going to try and fight over a beacon with a, agent that's actively there and risk the battle category being increased and then losing that battle? Or am I just going to try to tag as many beacons as possible while the opposition is busy fighting?
I'd figure you'd want to run it up on category and then take a big swing. But yeah, I could see that if you lose it, you lose a big swing of points. So never thought of it that way. Well, evidently it was, Europe helped out the resistance a little bit. And then, of course, APAC usually does what it usually does, and it went green hard. And so it's sort of like the anomalies. It kind of came down to the Americas to tip the balance one way or another. And I will say that the green came out for the NIA. Well, the blue, we were out, in the middle of the night doing our own thing.
Sorry, I was trying to get this tweet out.
Okay.
I forgot to tweet. But,
what is Art's Cow Swag?
So, Art's Cow Swag. So there's this company that they print on like everything. Like pretty much all the cloth material you can think of and then some other things. But just probably 10 years ago, I started kind of using them to like just print stuff for different podcasts and just kind of goofs, because they'll have these sales all the time where it's just like, hey, get, Converse sneakers basically for $14.99 and everything you want printed on it. And that's the only time you can buy stuff from them, because their shipping is normally just too much. And so either they'll do sales where it's like free shipping or it's, the prices. So anyway, they sent this thing out over the holidays that was like, hey, thanks for being a whatever. And it's like 50 free different items that you can choose from. So I went ahead and made some Ancient Academy items.
Yeah, you're good people. But they're green, right?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, of course. So we got
I'll dye it blue.
The coin. So, we got some coins in here. So
now is that text is very close to a movie from the 80s?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. It's that. Okay. But also not got good. Us a. Go on.
Go ahead.
Also a bag. Ooh. So once we can go out and give out swag. We'll have a bag, and yeah, it does have some
swag in the bag.
some.
Does it have the other one on the backside?
Swagception.
No, that would have been smart, right?
But yeah.
God, yeah, not a single resistance item here.
I can't use that thing.
Sorry.
I'll have to get like a blue bag from Walmart and put it inside that.
We got a coaster. It's hard to see, but it's got a little logo and then the enlightened symbol. And then this was probably the worst one, and this is why I'm glad I didn't pay for it, is the hat. It is like so small. I mean, it's like Gilligan Island small, maybe smaller. But,
oh, my goodness.
Someone will have a head that can fit that, right? And then the best is the gator.
The gator.
I won't put it on, but.
Yeah, you had it on earlier.
Huh?
It
looked...
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Oh, no. Does it have the eyes? Okay.
On the inside, yes. So you can flip it over. Let's see if I can do this.
And you can wear it wrong.
Huh? Oh, no. How's it going? Am I doing this right? So anyway.
You're not right.
I'll put a link in the show notes because then they'll throw me more free links if anybody uses it.
It's like when you're attacking, you know, portals at the next anomaly, you just pull that down over your face there, go incognito a little bit.
And people go running because they're freaked out. They're like, what
is that?
Up with that. But yeah, so that's the Arts Cal thing, and I don't know, I think I've always been a goober for swag, so that's that, and that means this. Ka-pow!
Ooh, transition
fancy.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's fancy.
That's a weird Uh-oh. angle. tell us all about it.
Asia chat down there.
It's there, like, we go. Right below. So they just released a new badge that can be purchased for 2,500 CMU, and it's the tiger. And they linked to the song "The Eye of the Tiger." I thought that was rather clever. I think I didn't actually go to it, so it could have just rickrolled me. I guess I don't know. Anybody go listen to the song?
No, I haven't looked at it yet. I just saw a post on it, and then I went away.
I went to the store immediately because I saw, like, ooh, new badge, and then went back and read the post when I didn't see the medal in the store. I'm like, ah, I got to wait till tomorrow.
Friday the 28th, 1600 UTC to Friday, February 4th, 1600 UTC. So break out your UTC calculators so you don't miss it.
And what time is that? You had the calculator. You linked it somewhere.
Oh, my God. You're going to ask me to do that?
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll link it in the show notes.
Okay.
We'll forget to, but it may be there if you're lucky.
All right.
That's what Google's for, though, right?
That actually runs backwards. It takes your local time and tells you what UTC is, but you should be able to do the math.
Nope, I'm not good at math. So what's next?
So you want to tell me about this second
Sunday? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's finish up Curie, since we've already talked a bunch about it. We might as well finish it up.
Sounds good.
I regret to inform the world that, yes, the Enlightened did win phase one overall. They took a resounding win in the NIA cities, and the Resistance took a bit of a win in the individuals, and when they added all of that together, the Enlightened did get a win, and for their efforts, they got a striped bunny is what they got for their efforts. There was a decode object, which I didn't realize this till I started looking in my scanners. Like, oh yeah, I did get a piece of media. And so if you took part, there's a piece of media there. Now, originally, the media looked kind of like what we have in our overlay there. And I think that now, if you look at it, it looks different. So I think that they've done some work on it and changes. I don't know. Do you know anything about that, Vane? Why that looks different?
I believe that's part of the decode.
Decode. So the decoded did it. So let me see if I can put the new one in. Update. So there's the new one. Yeah, it worked. You're a god. So this one has numbers and arrows, and they spelled Jell-O with a G. There also was a thing that was put out in Ingress report that they have some code type stuff in that. So Curious Effects WA star instead of S last weekend. So it looks like they're dropping hints as to a code of some sort. I heard rumors that that code has been broken. I have not seen that code yet. And I have not worked on breaking that code yet because I suck at breaking codes. So they're calling that the Jell-O ad. G-E-L-L-O-O.
G-E-L-L-O.
Not J-E-L-L. G-E-L-O. So it's a little different.
I think for part of the decode effort, you actually have to make the recipe.
Really? That's awesome.
That delicious, you know, tuna and salad Jell-O going.
Oh.
Now make it and tell us how it tastes next week. We want a full report, probably a video. You should take a video, do a sit rep, and send it in.
You could mail it to Goonie, and he'll try it out on air. That work?
No.
Okay.
I believe that's how COVID started in the first place.
Mailing Jell-O.
It doesn't sound like a bad recipe. It's, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not with the times anymore, but.
Yeah. Well, so it's tipping now towards Cruzy doing kind of what the Enlightened wants her to do. We'll see what the next two do. I don't, have they put out specific dates for February and March? I haven't seen it.
We do have the dates, mostly due to the fact that those were announced as, like, be on the lookout for battle beacons, but we don't have cities.
Okay. And we probably won't have cities till like a week before, I'm guessing, like last time.
I believe so. And I think, you know, Niantic has said in their FAQs that is intentional, really, to just discourage
long-distance travel.
Potential long-distance travel. They want us to be playing more considerate with, you know, the big C word.
Yep. So we don't know whether Huntsville will be on the next list.
It's going to be Triana, right? Triana. Off of Huntsville. That's right.
I hope they do pick different cities. I'm assuming they will. Eventually, if they keep doing that, I'll get one that's within an hour and a half or 2 hours. And who knows, maybe I'll go to one. But yeah, spread the love.
Yeah. And does anyone have off the top of their head the date for the next one?
Let me go and find it because it is in February. I have it marked on my calendar. I believe it is February 19th, and that would be through to Monday the 21st.
That would make sense because February is a short month.
So maybe they'll do it somewhere around me so I won't, you know, have to capture nine more battles by my lonesome.
Yeah, it does help having just that second person made a big difference because I know that we were able to rack up more points than I expected we were able to just, you know, killing that portal. Now, our strategy was we built it strong. And then tore it down to make lots of points because we were pretty sure we were going to win since there wasn't any Enlightened for 100 miles. So, you know, we put as high as we could put on it and put pretty good shields on it. That way we'd battle for quite a while to kill it. So I'm giving away strategy.
And then what was the output like at the end for doing that?
You know, we were so stupid. We were in such a hurry to get through all of them. Because we were like, okay, we got to get four. I got to get going. You got to get going. Okay. So we got through all four of them and then we left. And I was 15 miles away. I'm like, crap. I didn't even hack those after we were done.
Oh, no.
So my inventory is still quite open.
That's okay. We didn't really have time in the city, you know, to sit and enjoy the end, you know, fracker running on the battle beacons, because more would just constantly spawn in outside of the 2 10-minute break periods. Those were about the only moments where I stopped to just be like, okay, let's get a couple of hacks off of these while the output is boosted, because otherwise, you know, it's an anomaly. You're just going to be burning through gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of output was it giving? Just a general spread?
So it's a similar to just like the way that a frack output would work, except the multiplier is determined by the category for the victory.
Hmm. Scrap. I missed out.
So a lot of them, you know, we were just seeing like a, you know, category one, because the whole strategy was just, there are so many, you just need to capture as many of them as you possibly can. But, I mean, I've run AP engines before where we get up to category three, pretty reliably. And that's nice. It's pretty almost like you're running a regular portal fracker at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty of time in this show because we didn't really have much to talk about tonight. So I think I don't know if you would want to talk about this vein at all, but we mention again and again about AP generators.
You're looking to build yourself an AP engine?
He's looking for the secret sauce.
Sauce. I mean, I've watched the videos, but I mean, I'm seriously like, I assume there may be some people listening that wouldn't know how to begin. Right? Like,
yeah.
Do I just get the intel?
Something that I like to do is kind of look at areas that either I know I'm going to be traveling to or spending a little bit of time in, and just finding what is viable. So I think I can probably give a few helpful tips here of what to look for. So generally, you want to find an area, maybe it's a park, or, you know, for me, I like to go somewhere that's walkable. So I'll look for parks that has a number of portals that are kind of in a straight line, as if you were setting up for like a regular layered field set somewhere. But instead of this being a BAF, you don't really care how viable that spine is. You just want to be able to walk it to make your key farming a little bit easier. And then I'll look for anchor locations that are not too far away. Either I can walk to those as well, or they're just outside of the park. That way I'm keeping the area that I'm building my AP engine relatively small. And that kind of has a few benefits, you know, not having to worry about derp links coming in from friendly agents, not having to worry about, you know, opposition agents coming around and going like, oh, look at this huge field, I need to take this out immediately. And it just kind of condenses things enough to where you don't have to run around like crazy when you're doing all your key farming. So I would suggest, like, find a good park, look to see if you can get portals that are in a nice, almost straight line or very similar, and then start looking for nearby anchors that'll work. And you can be pretty flexible with this. Typically, I like to look for a engine that would be a one softbank engine. So that would be 16 outbound links, and you have to include your base link. So at a maximum, you want to find 15 layers that you would be able to link to two separate anchor points, and then you'll have your 16 outbound link AP engine. And then if you're deploying a very rare battle beacon, it's very nice where you can just get all your keys together. I typically like to do a set of 5 keys to each layer portal, and then 5 keys to your opposite anchor that you'll be throwing to. You go deploy your battle beacon, and you can, you know, flip the portal that you're deploying from immediately if your AP engine was already run, or if you're just starting out, deploy your portal out, throw your base link and then your biggest field first, and then you just start tossing from the largest field to the smallest field. That way, every single layer is worth the double field credit. And if you pop an apex before you do this, it's very easy to generate large amounts of AP in a very short period of time. Actually, for my third recursion over the summer, I kind of pre-planned it to where I wanted to be level 8 pretty much immediately after I hit the button. So I got up to 16, next day woke up, went to the AP engine, key farmed it, got all my keys ready, started the 4-hour, you know, cooldown, and as soon as that was done, I hit the button with a power cube on, you know, hypercube, and then just immediately started running the engine. And as soon as it was done, you know, 14 and a half minutes later, I'm level 8, almost halfway to level 9.
Yep. And so do you look for anchors that have another anchor next to it? Like, so after you run a battle beacon, is what's the cooldown?
4 hours. If you're using a beacon. So typically, if I'm strapped for time, or if I'm in an area where I'm only going to be there temporarily, like let's say I'm on a quick trip and I just want to make an AP engine somewhere opportunistically, I won't care too much if there are two viable anchors. But if I'm doing anything closer to home, I'll try to find an area where at least one side of the field, so like one of your anchor locations, has at least two portals that are almost side by side, because then that opens a lot of different options up. You can, instead of, you know, destroying your anchor every time that the VR battle beacon flips it, you can run two VR battle beacons simultaneously on both of those portals. That way, when they flip back and forth, you can wait until the beacon flips it, and then you can throw off of the other portal. So there's a little bit of timing involved there, because you've got to deploy your beacons either 3 minutes apart from one another, or you would have to deploy both beacons and then flip one of those portals with a, you know, Ada or a Jarvis. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people that have run two-sided ones. So what you're talking about on maybe the east side, and then so they farmed everything heavy, and then when they're on the 4 hour countdown on the east side, they go over to the west side and they run it there. I mean, it may not be exactly the same number of links and fields, but it's going to be close enough. So they can run a double double and run the apex and then really, really score those points up. Not been able to do that, but I've heard of it working.
Yeah. And that's like one of the local setups that I have. I'll have to get some screenshots. I mean, everybody knows where it is, and they're constantly always like, "Oh, Vane's up there doing his thing again." Like, so it's no secret at this point, but, one of my anchor locations has two viable portals side by side, and then the opposite end, there's just one viable. Although I've been looking to see if I can extend it further out just for some extra laughs at, like, look, it's a larger AP engine. but yeah, the trick of it is that, you know, work at a setup and then you can always dream a little bit bigger. You can always start looking to see how you can expand it. If you have a park that maybe only has 13 or 14 viable layers, see if there's anything that you can submit. Especially if you're in a more rural area, you might be able to get those submissions through relatively quickly.
And throwing in order does make a big difference. Cause when I did one of them, I blanked out and I didn't throw it. So it was splitting. I'm like, I'm not getting as much off of this. And it's like, ah, I'm throwing it in the wrong order.
So yeah, the way that I always like to think about it is, even if I have a spine that's all over the place to where my link menu doesn't want to go in a nice consistent order, you always want to be making the outer field first, and then you go from largest possible field to smallest possible field.
Outside in.
Yep. You just work down the line.
And after about the second time, you kind of know what the order of the keys should be. And of course, you want to get all the other keys that you have out of your inventory, put those in capsules because you don't want to throw a bad link that's, you know, 20 miles away. And you're like, I just screwed that up.
And I've also done, you know, there are ways that you can kind of have fun with this where, let's say you have a park where you've only got about 15 layers that are viable on that side. Well, you could find another set of portals in an opposite direction that works with that same anchor point. And then you could essentially split the way that your AP engine is laid out and still get either like a 24 outbound link engine, or if you're going for like a 40 outbound link engine. I have a setup where we use two different parks to kind of split the spine between like 24 portals on one side and then the remainder in the other side. But it's all 40 outbound links from one single portal. So there are ways that you can get creative there if you look at the map long enough.
Planning, planning, planning.
Well, that's a lot of good info. People can't now say that we never give any tips on the show. but if you are looking for tips, you can always go to Prime Tips.
There you go.
Oh.
That's a plug. I owe you $5.
I sent you my PayPal.
Okay.
I am a firm believer you can run an AP engine pretty much anywhere that there are portals. The sky is your oyster.
Yeah, just you don't see it right away, but after you, like you said, you run it once or twice, like, oh, okay, I don't want to use that one because that cuts these three out, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, refining. You're right. Is there, moving on, is there something changing with Second Sundays and a badge?
I haven't heard anything.
I had somebody mention that, and I'm like, I don't know that I've heard anything, but changing the credit for Second Sundays to go towards a different badge.
A redacted badge.
So what is that?
Well, it's redacted, but not the redacted scanner. It's not going to be a badge that says redacted scanner.
And they're like, yes, they brought back redacted. So something's in the works, but you're not telling.
Nope.
Okay.
I was like, what's going on here? So
OPSEC.
More like NDA.
NDA. Okay.
So what is Second Sunday?
Second Sunday is at the present, what you can do is you can go out and do any 6 missions, and it will count towards a mission day. But you have to do it during that window on a second Sunday. So instead of having to make a travel to a city that's an hour and a half away, yeah, that's NIA, they anomaly, and they're having a Sunday, or they're having a mission day after, as a thing to encourage not so much movement, but play during the Big C, you can do any 6 missions. I think the very first time they did it was you could redo any of the 6 missions that were previously mission days.
Yeah, and then, any that were from the, gotcha, the official mission day accounts.
Right. And then they changed that on the second one to any 6, which we have some agents that they do a fantastic job in Champaign, Illinois with First Saturday. Well, they also are now, it seems like every First Saturday, they've got another mini 6 banner that they put up in town. And so, a lot of times I'll just drive up there and hit those 6, and they're good at putting them out. So it's, it's one big walk around a big park, and you get those 6. And then the way they do it is, after, that second Sunday is gone, they kill that banner and then they go make another one. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I haven't made a mission in a long time.
We should change that because I've also been thinking about making a small banner ruck that would fit the second Sunday criteria. So I want to kind of lay a path out and make something nice for, my local area that would be rucking, but also get you your second Sunday mission credit.
Now, I did try to make when Bannergrass, is, I don't know if you've heard of Bannergrass or if you use that, Goonie. But it's a great way to go out and find. Yeah. Bannergrass. I think it's Banner.
I don't know if that's a site or not.
Bannergrass.com. I believe it is. Is that it? Yes. Bannergrass.com. So with Bannergrass, you can put in, hey, I'm going to be in Chicago. And it'll say, okay, here's all the banners that are in Chicago. And then you can look at how long it takes. There's a couple new toasts. One, there's All Hallows Toast and Transcona's Toast. So the ones that are most recently submitted to Bannergrass, will pop up. So there's one right now from, Japan. And then there's one from International Falls, Minnesota. It's a second Sunday. Looks like Winnipeg, Canada. It's got a Bannergrass one for second Sunday, I would guess. So you can get into that system and you can make your own, and you can submit them there. It's a good way to keep track of them. Yeah, it might be something we look at.
Go on.
Oh no, I was really sad that so Bannergrass doesn't support single missions yet. I don't know if they will at any point in time, since you know obviously the whole point is banners. But
I have seen
a single
some two,
mission.
Yeah, I've seen
that
some threes.
Is a banner.
Yeah, I've seen some threes. I don't know that I've seen any twos. But most of your mission collections, they also have a thing that they just call a collection. But most of the banners are going to put in are going to be six, because some people are anal about their scanner and they want that whole row and they don't want everything to be bumped off. If I, you know, if I do three missions and everything's off by three, so I can then get three more and get it all in line, which the bottom of my missions is all messed up because I did that.
No.
I know.
Keep it clean.
I tried to keep it clean, and I went – I was at it was the anomaly in Wisconsin, and they had a mission day afterwards, and I did seven. And I – oh, frick. So it's all off. So I might have to redo the ones on the bottom, but the ones on the bottom in my scanner right now are like – would it be 36, 6, 12, 24, or 36? And I'm like, I don't know. Doing 36 missions just to get it back in line is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, that's kind of what Second Sunday's about.
Well, so there's a few things you can do on Second Sundays. If you're in Huntsville, you can do the Agent Academy in Huntsville mission and get the Agent Academy badge on your scanner.
Does it actually say Agent Academy on there and everything?
Yes, Agent Academy in Huntsville and has our logo. Six people have done it so far.
I tried to do a Prime Tips one, and I've got four of the six, and it keeps going back, nope, for the last two. And I'm like, dang it, I just need two more.
Well, this is just a single one, too. This isn't
a single mission.
Just a single mission. Now, okay. I did one for the Aurora Project that was an 18 mission badge.
Yeah.
I completed it, and it looks like maybe one other person has completed it, and someone else has started it. And then you can also do Operation Colon. I have that mission. So go do it. And Welcome to Triana. So when they do have the battle here, the Curiezi battle in Triana, there's a mission for you.
There you go. People will stay over. They'll stay there till Sunday just to do that. You have six missions in town, correct?
In the whole town?
Well, I guess within driving distance.
In Triana, that may be the only mission there. In Huntsville, there's a ton. I mean, there's
okay. So they get, and I imagine in Huntsville, there's probably a rocket laying on its side that's six missions long. I could find
probably,
it.
Probably. Now I see. I only have no. I was starting to do letters, but they don't like those that much.
No.
Missions.
No.
But if you need
letters.
An M&T, I've got those missions and can tell you where they are down here near Huntsville.
There's one banner in Huntsville called Historic Huntsville. Six missions. But that one's in Canada. Wait a minute. Let's try the United States.
There's one
Rocket City
with a rocket. Yeah, that's probably
Rocket City. There's 18,
and that's the max, right? 18.
Oh no, you can.
I guess not the max, but the wait. I thought there was an 18 limit on something. Was it in the old mission?
It probably might have been in the old mission thing. I don't know. I'd have to look at my scanner to see what it's. The height is, but I've seen them that they're like stupid, like 60 or so.
Yeah. I'm trying to, maybe I'm on drugs. Who knows?
Yeah. Probably.
I believe the limit was like they discouraged over a certain size. Like I'm not typically a large banner submitter myself, but I think that had to do with, they just didn't want to see like the really, really big banner sets anymore.
Yeah. And I don't even remember where. Well, I don't know where I'm getting that from. I feel like it's in the back of my brain somewhere, though. And it may just be that my missions were 18. Or for that badge.
It looks like if you fill the screen, it's six across and 11, maybe 12 at the bottom, because it's like half there. It's kind of faded in, faded out. So I'd say you could go, what, be 6 by 11? And that could be one big one. 1, 2, 3. So I've got an 18 there. And that's an 18 there. So that's all I have the endurance for, is those 18s. But I've seen 36s and things like that. So we have a couple agents around here. Cammie B, she is a mission freak. I mean, she'll fly to Phoenix just to do missions, seems like. And she's, if she sees a nice badge or a nice mission, so I got to go do that. So
I think, was she at the event I went to up there? I feel like you were telling me about
I think she was.
Yeah, the missions. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a couple missions in Effingham. Matter of fact, we made some missions in Effingham for that. So while you were there, there's the Effingham one. I think that's an 18. Yeah, that's 18.
Very cool.
Not me. Someone else did that. But
I think the longest I've done, looking through my profile, I've got a 30. That was a banner ruck through Philadelphia. And that one was special because if you recorded on your fitness app, the way that the, path took you, it made the Gurruk Spear logo.
Ooh.
When you completed the banner.
So it was like a double banner.
Oh, yeah.
Then you
it
could
was
take
like you
that
got your and... nice little, like, Fitbit map path for the Gurruk logo, and you got 30 missions under your belt.
Man, that takes some planning to build that out.
Yeah, that was a nice one. But in downtown, Philly, in an area where that much density, pretty like reliable to get the portals that you need. Although I think there were some spots where they had to kind of like fudge it just a little bit. But waypoints help with that.
They're like, walk around the cone over there before you could.
And Bannergrass is not the only one out there that's doing that. There's another, I can't remember right offhand what it is, but there's another website that does pretty much the same thing. But I will say Bannergrass is a well done site. And I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, I have not used this yet. I will. There wasn't another one out there unless they updated like their graphics and stuff.
Well, the one that was out there previously years ago shut down. And so there was another one that kind of picked up just as soon as that one was down or was running at the same time. And they were doing development on Bannergrass. So everybody was kind of just chomping at the bit for Bannergrass to come out. And when it did, they were like, ooh, they did a really good job. Really good job from the start. I don't know that I haven't kept up with it, but it's not like it's went down or done anything really stupid.
So, because when you log in, it's, it goes straight to your Google thing. It's like,
Yeah, there's already a banner for Year of the Tiger. Jacksonville, Florida has an 18 mission Year of the Tiger banner, Chris. Banner out there. So people move pretty quick.
That's good. So I guess that's really, we've been talking almost an hour and I've got a treat for tonight. Ooh. It's the code. And the page is ready.
Gasp.
Did you stay home from work today?
No. I wish. It's been a busy week, actually. So I was going to throw it in that thing, but I'm just going to say it. It's AAKUREASYAA. And if you do an exclamation point badge in the chat, it'll give you the link to the actual badge page, so you can just type it in and see if you get it.
Why?
See, and I'll be nice. I'll just put it in.
I'm typing it now, but I'm screwing it up. AAKUREASYAA. All right, I think I got it. See if I'm right.
Oh, I think I added code to the site that said if you try to put in any code, errors out. Is it not working for you?
No, I put it in the overlay.
Oh, I thought you were putting it in to get the badge. I was like, checking it out for me. All right.
I'm gonna let Jamie J. Blaze get it first, and then I'll go after it.
Well, do y'all want to see who's going to win the next round of Cure Easy? I've got a way that it's scientifically proven.
This thing is rigged. He spun it four times, and four times came up against me.
Who is it going to be?
No pressure.
Oh.
Wow, I like it now.
Come on, big money. Oh, no. If this is how phase two goes, I'm blaming Agent Academy.
Right. It's all our fault.
I'll take it. I got no problem with it. And that does bring up a point. There will be some different strategy now that we've done it once. People will start thinking about it. Differently. Maybe they'll do things like take down their Christmas tree. Who knows?
No, it's still in this dimensional node. It's just Christmas.
We were commenting that it's green, so it's still there. I don't see any blue lights. So,
but if it was a blue tree, would it be down already?
It'd be behind me, by golly.
Oh, it's not a dud, JBJ Blaze. I see your name under the badge. I was like, why are you telling me it's not working? Okay. Maybe you were talking about the resistance winning. I agree with you there. That was a dud.
Hey, we're cross faction here.
That's right. So, we'll see you later.